So Moses, time of preparation has ended. You now start moving to Egypt. But interesting how long it is, how analyzed it is. I think if we don't learn anything else, we must learn that any project worth doing is worth analyzing proactively, is worth preparing for proactively. It's not enough to just say, because God has talked, we just start moving. Sometimes God may have said go, but he has not told you when. So you need to spend time. I think if you, whenever you remember the example of Moses, it means that you honestly analyze your fears, honestly discuss them with God. Don't jump into a project without clarity. Let God explain. God is willing and able. I think that's what God wants you to know. He is willing and able to answer your questions. So honestly come to them. But I think the second thing we learned from this long discussion preparing Moses to go is that if this is how God deals with his people, shouldn't we as leaders deal similarly with the people? Be patient with them, explain to them once, explain again, listen to their objections, stand with them as they struggle to accomplish the things we are delegating to them. I think the second thing we are learning is it's important to sit with the people and help them rather than condemn them because of their objections. Thirdly, this long preparation tells us that the most important thing God wants in his leaders is trust in him. That the thing that will help you to succeed, it's not all these many gifts, but especially to trust in him who has everything that you ever require.